Herzlich willkommen, Sia Namgela, and welcome to the Bundesliga Connection with Chris Harrington on the SL Podcast in partnership with DW Berlin.
It's time for the latest from Germany's domestic football league, the Bundesliga, and more. For that, we are joined by Chris Harrington from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Chris, Bayern's goalkeeper Manuel Neuer is back. And Bayern is also back at number one following their victory in Berlin.
Yeah, nobody's stopping Bayern right now. That's what my instinct tells me. Since leveling with Dortmund about a month ago, they've been lighting their opponents up, spearheaded by Eric Choupo-Moting. He's been amazing, scoring in his four last outings. He scored a brace within the space of 2 minutes. Both finishes left him lying on his back at the head of the box right here in Berlin. You know, Hertha Berlin weren't a slouch, though. All scoring commenced in the first half, and it looked like Bayern, you know, made it more of a match by getting within one goal, you know. But Bayern Munich right now just look unreal. You know, they have so much talent on the bench, specifically the older talent. We didn't see much of Eric Choupo-Moting. Obviously, Lewandowski dominates, you know, that position and dominated the time on the pitch. But now seeing how effective and how much quality Bayern have let sit on the bench, now he gets his time, and he's showing the Bundesliga what he's capable of. You know, I think his leadership, I've been speaking about him in the past, his leadership has been outstanding. You know, and talking about Manuel Neuer, you know, he's back. You know, he was a question mark for the World Cup. He has the soldier issue, you know, and he's also been receiving treatment for skin cancer. So he's up in age. You know, it's hard to say how well he'll do, but there was no clean sheet, you know, on his first day back between the posts, you know. But all in all, 3 points is obviously what the team wants, and he, as the captain, wants that more than anything. Manuel Neuer, after the match, talked about Eric Choupo-Moting, talking about how important he is and how he occupies defenders, creates space, and he keeps scoring and setting others up. I mean, I think the Bayern players know, you know, how skillful each player actually is, because the training is a battlefield there in Munich, you know. But all in all, even when you have a goalkeeper that's not in full form, obviously he wants to be prepared for the World Cup, so it's important for him to get minutes. Not so much time left before the World Cup, you know. But all in all, their offense speaks true. Now, for Manuel Neuer, no Eric Choupo-Moting will be in attack, of course, for Germany. But Bayern domestically right now, it looks like they're really serious about getting their title, even though the standings are very tight. Union dropped the ball on Sunday night and missed their opportunity at taking the top of the standings back.
We've talked a lot about Union Berlin and their success this season, Chris. But out of their last three losses so far, this recent one to Bayer Leverkusen is by far the worst.
Yeah, I mean, they got smoked. It was a Mike Tyson knockout punch. You know, it just looked, it was kind of ridiculous. All goals, you know, were scored after the break. The match really came to life. But Union Berlin is a side that has the best record at home. That's one thing. And they were at Leverkusen. Maybe that's a reason they haven't gotten it together in terms of being on the road. They picked up their third loss. You know, but when you look at where they were in the standings, they've been at the top of the ladder in the Bundesliga since early September. You know, and when you look at how many goals they conceded against Leverkusen, that's more than double they've conceded, you know, in a stretch of 12 matches. They only conceded 9 goals, I believe the number is. So, you know, it just suggests that it was not their day. It was not their 90 minutes. It clearly was Leverkusen's. You know, you look at Moussa Diaby hitting the visitors for a counter less than 60 seconds apart from each other, score 2 goals, put the match out of reach. At that point, it was already 3-0. You know, so in terms of the Cinderella story, maybe it is over for Union Berlin. They only have half of their matches, obviously, at home. The other half are on the road. They're going to have to pick up their away form if they're going to take that any seriously, because they failed to do what they did against Gladbach. That was the previous match day. And Leverkusen showed them that they're serious. Leverkusen is actually looking like a side that they might want to win the Europa League with that performance, because they've been stuttering. They got booted out of the Champions League, and now they're in the Europa League, you know, in a playoff, trying to figure out how they can fit in that competition, you know. But all in all, Union Berlin in this performance just might have been brought back down to reality. You know, a lot of talking points. You want to see Bayern dethroned. You look for any team that's proving to be a viable opponent. Union Berlin has definitely fit that bill all season long. Freiburg, as well, you know, is a team that has shown that they can perform and they're a team that should be at the top of the standings as well. But in terms of Union Berlin, I don't know if we'll be talking about them much after the World Cup in terms of being a title contender.
There are two more match days before the World Cup kicks off, Chris. Do you see the standings changing much before Qatar?
Well, we still see 1 point separating the top four teams, Bayern, Freiburg, Union Berlin, Dortmund. And when you look at the matchups that each of these teams have, Bayern have Bremen. You know, Bremen is not a slouch. Bremen is a team that, you know, has quality as well and could provide an upset. You have Freiburg at Leipzig. You know, Leipzig suffered a huge blow. No Timo Werner. That's a huge blow because Christopher Nkunku and the return of Werner look to be electric. That is only not only a loss for Leipzig, but also for Team Germany ahead of the World Cup. You know, and Union Berlin, Augsburg. Augsburg is the one side that handed Bayern Munich their defeat. You know, so that's always worth something. And Dortmund at Wolfsburg. Wolfsburg's a side that's picked up a bit of momentum, you know, as well. But speaking of home form, I spoke of Union Berlin. Dortmund is just as solid at home as well. Dortmund has always been a fortress and a problem at home. You know, so I think one thing I can say for certain, obviously, with it being only 1 point, of course, the standings can change. You know, we have this English week, a lot of matches, two matches within a handful of days. I wouldn't be shocked if Bayern would be looking up at a team, you know, but I think it'll be short-lived no matter what happens. I think Bayern has shown that they have, you know, the talent and the depth. You can look at Musiala, the midfielder. You know, he has the most of any midfielder in terms of goal production in the Bundesliga. He's a wonderful talent, and the list goes on and on. The other teams will have to punch above their weight if they're going to take it serious in competing against Bayern Munich right now. You know, but, you know, maybe we will see a change. But, you know, as I've said again, after the World Cup, I think the Bundesliga will pick up back steam. And I think, unfortunately, for many fans out there, Bayern could arguably, and I believe they will, secure their 11th straight title.
Before I let you go, Chris, just like always, what else has hit your radar?
Well, Dortmund, you know, had their young scorers show up this past match day. Moukoko scored two goals from long range. And Gio Reyna, who's been suffering in and out, you know, with injury, he also contributed to a goal in their landslide victory over Bochum. That is one thing you always want to look at the young talent and see who potentially is playing themselves on the radar of a big team and a big club, because we all know Dortmund is a launching pad, unfortunately, for many young talent here in Germany. And another thing, you know, the Champions League, I talked about the five German sides being in the Champions League. I think it's spectacular. Four sides are in the knockout rounds. I've already mentioned Bayer Leverkusen. They'll be in the Europa League. And Union Berlin, despite their patchy form in their latest Bundesliga outing, they're through to the knockout rounds in the Europa League. That's huge. And so is Freiburg. These competitions kick off in February, but you know, when you look at the success, you look at Frankfurt won the Europa League. Maybe we see another German team. Of course, Bayern are always gunning for that Champions League success, and we could potentially see another German team get deep in this competition. I'll be here to give you all the updates. And, of course, I'm pulling for the German sides to succeed.
Thanks so much for the Bundesliga update, Mr. Chris Harrington, from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Have a fantastic day further.
Danke und auf Wiedersehen.
The Bundesliga Connection is a team effort driven by the following incredible individuals. The show is hosted by Aidan Hewitt and Chris Harrington. It is produced by Chris Harrington. It is edited by Aidan Hewitt and Uli Presch. And graphics are provided by David Scullard.